Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to U.S. skateboarding Olympic coach Andrew Nikolaus. My favorite part of his interview was him talking about his experience at the Olympics in Tokyo. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. A very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, Olympic skateboarding coach Andrew Nikolaus. Did I do it right?
You did amazing. I got emotional listening to you. Play.
We've been waiting for your ass to come here.
I'm happy to be here.
I mention you every time, any moment.
I know, I
any
feel
opportunity,
bad.
I go, dude, I gotta give a shout out to my main man, Andrew Nikolaus. He's doing a great job coaching the team. You went to the Olympics.
Did do that.
You went to
yes.
Japan.
Yes.
Tell the viewers how the hell we even met, because it was crazy.
I think through Instagram.
Yeah, it was Instagram, and it was during when we were heavy on Warzone.
Heavy Warzone.
We were heavy on Warzone, and I'll get to why I stopped, because I got kind of burnt out.
I feel it.
On my tactics, because I wasn't improving.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I was watching your skate videos. I'm like, oh, he's good. And I was watching all your clips and stuff. But I didn't, like, research further in. I was just like, oh, he's... And then...
Well, I told you, I was like, you should come skate with us sometime, because you talk about skateboarding so much. And then you were like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, we could go with some pros. And you were kind
of
like, kind of questioning it.
I thought you were full of shit.
What does this guy mean? I was like, you've been following me for a while.
I know,
so
but I
was like,
thought you were full of shit. At the beginning, I'm like.
I was like, does he not know what the hell
no,
I do?
No, I had no idea what you did. I didn't know anything. I knew. Well, then I found out the Arizona connection.
Yeah.
And.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
And then I'm just like, all right. But then you mentioned something like, oh, well, yeah, sometime I'll pick you up and bring you to the barracks or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then I was going to call bullshit on that. I go, this guy, is he just saying this shit? But then one night around this time, you're like, all right, let's go. It's 8:30.
Yeah.
And
magical
I go,
night.
And then I'm like, all right, this is going to be good.
It was a fun time.
I was going to be like, ah, you got me.
And then when we got there, you did the whole what everybody does.
Oh, my gosh. No. You're skipping a bunch of steps. You're skipping some steps. Because right when I got in the car, you had a FaceTime.
Yeah, because I wanted Yuto to come, but he couldn't make it that night. But you freaked out like it was somebody. All right,
well, tell
him
what happened. So I get into his Prius.
The Team USA Toyota
the
Prius.
Team
thank you, Toyota.
USA skateboarding Prius car.
Yes.
And then you're like, and then you're like, you had a FaceTime call, and then I kind of glanced over, and it was
Olympic gold medalist.
Japan's finest. Yuto Origami.
Origome.
Origome. And I just slowly started to slither to the window. I went like this. I went. Dude, so much fear entered me.
Because
he's the best.
Yeah, he's the best.
Shout out to Yuto. He's the best.
Shout out to Yuto.
Yeah.
He's the best.
So once I saw that in your FaceTime, and then you guys, it wasn't quick either. You guys talked for like a couple minutes.
He's one of my best friends. Yeah, he's the best.
And so I'm like, oh no, he was not lying. In my mind, yeah, this is going on in my mind. I'm like, oh, no.
Imagine if I'm just making everything up.
I know. I thought you were going to be just.
Show up to
the
barracks.
I thought you had jokes.
My
you're
key
like,
doesn't
I
work.
Yeah. You know, and then we're going to go to Hollywood Heights, get the Krusty Ledge or something. But then once I, in my mind, because you have to understand, I'm trying to process all this in real time.
Yeah.
So once I you know, saw that you were talking to him, and I'm like, it was real.
Yeah.
And then I had to process, oh, we're really going to the barracks.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
So that's when my adrenaline's like, I was literally scared.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, I gauged this wrong. I gauged the whole scenario wrong.
The other way would have been weirder if I was just taking you around and circling. Like, we're not actually going to the
barracks. I thought you were going to do like a joke, like, yeah, let's just go here or something, you know.
That would have been weird.
But I went along with it. I'm like, yeah. Oh, well, you know, I'm going to call him out on his bullshit. But then, lo and behold, I was wrong. You were 100% truthful on everything you said.
Yeah.
Everything. And then I didn't know. I'm not going to give away the address. I didn't know where it was. To me, the barracks was a mythical kingdom or something.
Yeah, yeah. I remember those days for myself.
So we got there. So how did you set it up? It was going to be Deshaun was involved.
Deshaun came. He ended up meeting us there, which he's the best.
But then imagine me. I haven't skated in a grip, and you're like, yeah, we'll just skate with Deshaun and Yuto. And I'm like,
But you played it like, oh, I can't do anything. I can't.
But dude,
ollie.
I can't and not so compare to you guys.
But I'm thinking like when people tell me that they can't.
They
just like literally like trying nothing, and then you show up and are nose sliding and everything. I was like, what the. Usually expect people who are like, I used to skate, I used to not be able to do shit.
I mean,
they're
I
usually
could
bullshit.
Pop
no,
mean,
but you
shove
got
it.
Some. You can still skate. And for somebody who hadn't skated in that long, you
well,
were doing really
comparatively not to you.
I
guys.
Have friends from Arizona who are good skateboarders.
We're
and
gonna
I,
get into the, all well, the Arizona stuff.
I bring them to the barracks and they're intimidated. They can't even nose slide the ledge. It's too slick. It's all they're complaining. So for you to be just skating like you were was like, dang. He's
it took
doing,
me a minute.
He's pretty
though.
Confident. Yeah, but you were confident. Out
first
the
of all, the, I'm like. In my mind, because I've watched videos, in my mind, I'm like, all right, because we're getting closer to the destination. In my mind, I'm like, okay, there might be pros there. Just, you know, just go in the corner. Like, in my mind, I had a game plan. I'm like, go in the corner.
They're playing games
do your
of
little
skate there.
Crappy, finky ollies. Do your little slap, whatever. Do your little power slides. Just watch them.
You know, it was a
try
private,
to film them.
Good old private session.
But then when we got there, it was empty.
Yeah.
It was like
way.
An empty Disneyland yeah. for adults. Yeah. And so, I took a shit, too.
It's a good place to do that. It's a
so
real good place.
So we got in there, and you're turning on the lights. It was like a movie scene or something. It was like, you're in the Olympic training facility.
Yes.
So I'm like, I got to take a shit. So I nervously, it was one of those stomach ache shits.
Oh, yeah.
So I did that. And it took me a while just to, do people usually, what do they do when they first walk in and they've never been there?
Filming and looking at the person. Sorry, you didn't do any of that.
I didn't do any of that.
Usually they're crazy.
No, I did that in my mind. In my mind, there is a whole scene.
Yeah, but they'll put on their story and then they go crazy. But then a lot of the time people get intimidated and it takes them a long time to get used to the park because it's different than any other. Like your local park will not be that waxed, will not be that slippery,
dude,
will not be like.
I wanted to add that.
Yeah, yeah.
So when, because you guys, I wanted to get permission first to skate.
Yeah.
I didn't want to just roll around,
yeah,
so
no,
I was looking around, and then I think you said, dude, roll around.
Yeah,
roll
I was like, and you didn't understand that it was going to be like that, so right when we got there, you almost instantly asked about Jeremiah coming along.
Yeah, because I wanted you know, I wanted someone else to experience it that are like, Jeremiah's skating.
And I didn't know if he would come or if he could skate or anything, because I didn't know.
I think he was more scared than I was.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But he was, that was my first time ever talking to him or meeting him or anything that night.
But you knew about him.
I knew about him, of course.
Because what I didn't know about you is you are a fan of comedy. Like, you.
You know, it's recent, but yeah, that's how I even knew who you were or anybody. So it's just another outlet because sometimes skateboarding can get to be a lot and stressful.
Yeah.
And I feel like the comedy scene, the more I've got to know it, is very similar to skateboarding and it gets stressful within its own world, too. So you guys going to skateboard is like
clicks.
Your relief. Like, me listening to comedy is my relief.
Right.
So
for
like
sure, for
forth.
Sure. So I started, and then I just noticed the ground was like ice.
Oh, yeah.
To me, it was. I was like, I'm sliding everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
slick.
Do they put some kind of material or
it's just,
solution
it's a
on
mix
it?
Of the ground being really smooth. And then dirt and stuff gets on from, like, people's sweat. I mean, that's what dirt is, like skin particles and stuff. And then there's also, like, wax that gets all over the ground because it weaves
noticed,
so much
I
on
noticed
the
that one ledge, the middle ledge.
Oh, yeah.
Is butter.
It goes.
It was just like, there's you don't need to do anything
and being
that.
From Arizona, they practically don't believe in wax out there. Everything's sticky. So when I first got there, I was like, this is not real. I can't skate this. But once I got used to that, that's the only way I like skating ledges now.
Yeah.
Everyone hates me because I'll be
What kind of, do you want to endorse any kind of products or wax that, like, sponsorship? Like, what kind of wax?
Shane O'Neill's wax is called Super Clean. He doesn't sell it, but, okay, it was going to be a company.
How are we going to push?
You don't need to push it. It's the best.
It's the best. Okay, yeah.
Golf wax at the store, at the normal grocery store, Walmart. It's paraffin wax. That's the best one. I love all the board brands. Buy their wax too, but if you want something that will send you going on a ledge, it's paraffin wax.
What's Shane's wax called?
Super Clean, but he doesn't really sell it. But if you can find it, it's the best one.
What differentiates that from the
other? It's so slick. It's really slick. Like some of the other waxes, because they just make them super cheap.
Yeah,
they work, but they're not super clean. Like it just feels like a really like clean and nice like. Straightforward wax. The other ones are kind of grippy sometimes. Yeah. This is just like you're going. It's gonna slide.
But what differentiates skateboarding wax versus candle wax?
It depends. You can find good candle wax that'll work, but a lot of the inside of a candle is like a powdery wax. It's not even true like solid wax.
Right.
And then there's surf wax, which is like it's supposed to be grippy to the board, so that you just have to have skateboarding wax.
Yeah, like sex wax or something like that.
Yeah, sex wax is real grippy to the board.
It's grippy, yeah.
It don't feel right.
Me and my homies were so broke back in the day, we just use soap.
It works, yeah, whatever. Hey,
we just take Coast.
Whatever you got to do to get it, get it. But if you can find something like a paraffin wax or something good, then get that.
I want to get into, because you're really humble about your skateboarding and stuff, because I noticed that. When we were skating, you're kind of letting loose a little bit, mm-hmm. but you're holding back. Because I watched some of your clips. I'm like, even that, what was that park you made me?
South of Money.
Yeah, yeah. Even
don't go there. That's my park. Okay, nobody go there. Scratch that.
Edit that out?
No, we're good. Just don't go there. It's my park. It's my training facility. Leave
but
it alone.
I noticed you were doing tricks there that you weren't doing at the barracks when I first skated with you. I'm like, I didn't know you could do that. A lot of your fake.
Well, that I'm really good at that park. I could do that stuff at the barracks, but half the time when I go there, I skated the barracks for years pretty much as my only park. Like, I wouldn't go anywhere else, so.
How did you get in? Is it like a secret club to get in there?
Well,
like,
when I worked there was the first part, and then after I left there, I still asked for a key, so that was like, I'm still going there to skate. So
if one asks for a key, that has to be a trustworthy.
It's hard, yeah.
They have to really size you up.
Yeah, I'm still really close with all. And I, to this day, will do as much as I can for the park.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've showed up and helped and do all kinds. I try to earn that key. I don't just be like, you know, cool guy in the place.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of skaters. Hey, dude, let me get a key, bro.
Yeah, of course. And they try to keep it pretty limited. Even people who are really involved with them, they can't just give out keys to everybody. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I try to be really respectful. Like, if we leave that park, it better look better than when we got there. Mm-hmm. And no trash, no leaving anything. Because I'm super grateful that they even let us, you know, let me have a key.
You
want
to give a
shout
out to
Steve Barra for hiring me.
Shout out to Eric Costin for
being cool.
He's a good guy.
They're all great people.
Is it maybe a good time to you brought me something?
Shout out Caleb.
So this is Caleb, and he skated that night with us in El Monte.
Yep.
Is this his board?
That's his pro board that just came out. He just went pro a few months ago.
Okay,
so
congratulations to Caleb.
Congratulations.
He was doing some stuff. I knew he was good right when I saw him. He was doing, like, on the bigger ledge, he was doing some stuff.
He's great.
I think he was doing a backside tail slide or something. I don't know. So where can one purchase Caleb's board to support Caleb?
Most skate shops on Hockey's website or FA and Hockey's website.
8.38.
At Supreme, all over the place.
He's a big boy.
He's a tall. He's 6'5".
Yeah. I want to get into your history of, because we have Arizona in common.
Yes, we do.
Chandler
specifically.
How did it all start? How'd you link up with Deshaun? Tell me the whole story.
So, I met Deshaun at the local skate park at Snedeker. My favorite place. Shout out Snedeker.
Let's give him a proper shout out.
Shout out Deshaun.
Say the name of the park in Chandler.
Oh, Snedeker Sports Complex.
How do you spell that? How do you say that?
Snedeker.
Snedeker.
S-N-E-D. Oh my gosh.
Snedeker Skate Park.
I-G-E-R.
Okay. Yeah. Snedeker Skate Park in Chandler, Arizona. And why that? Why did you go there? Because Arizona have different options.
I lived in Chandler. So it's like it's the closest one. And
is
then
in your Alma school?
It's like down Arizona Avenue in between Alma school and Arizona Avenue.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, right there on Ocotillo. But it's just the best. It's what my first skate park I ever went to. The first time I ever went there, all my experience was like skate videos and watching or playing video games. So
how did you get into it? Just give me that.
Shoot.
Was it a video? Or?
No, actually some neighbors, some friends of ours, they had skateboards, and that was my first time. Mm-hmm. And then after that, my cousin had a board, and I just kept experiencing it. And I was like, I want one for Christmas. And it was a normal, like, some Target board or something.
Was,
you know,
this
I didn't
in the
know 2000s?
Any
better. Yeah. After
yeah,
the 900,
yeah,
all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And then my first actual skateboard was, my grandma was a custodian for Chandler High School.
Shout out to
Nana. Rest in peace.
And Chandler High School.
Chandler
yeah,
High
yeah.
School as
rest
well.
Same to my pops. Rest in peace. He's listening.
List goes on.
He's listening.
But so she was a custodian, and she was cleaning out the lockers at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And somebody left a real beat up complete. But it was a real, like, had Grind King trucks. Like, it was a real board and everything. It was good.
Yeah.
So that was my first board that actually worked. And it was like,
oh, because there's those like kind of like boards like Kmart or Target
exactly.
or something.
Exactly. It was one of those.
Yeah.
So that didn't really work.
Okay.
And it was fun. But then once I got that board, it was really fun. It was
Do you
on.
Remember? And then did you go right into the tricks? Or?
No, I mean, I was horrible. So I'm not a natural at skateboarding whatsoever.
You
it took
had
a lot
work
of work.
At it.
Yeah. So but that first experience at Chandler. Oh, everyone, you just drop in. It just happens. And I went to drop in, and I slammed.
Oh,
because
there's
so
a vert. Wait, there isn't a vert?
Well, it's transitions.
Yeah,
but
transitions,
yeah.
Yeah,
but it was a small one. I just thought, oh, it just goes. And, oh, I slammed, and everyone started laughing, and I didn't go back to the skate park for 2 years. I worked on my tricks and everything before I would go back to the skate park after that.
Damn.
But I went back to Chandler, and I just stayed there ever
and
since.
And then do you remember the summer? I mean, the summers are hard to skate there.
But they're – the city, shout out City of Chandler, they're amazing. They're – awesome because they keep that park open until 10:30 because that's what's realistic.
See,
you
Arizona has it like that.
You have to
even,
because it's so hot.
Even Freestone and Gilbert.
That closes at 9.
That's the one near my mom.
It closes so early. 9 is too early for how
yeah,
hot it
gets. You
know
what's crazy is they every night, like, the guy in the golf cart drives up and I'm like, we're, you know.
9.
10. I'm a late. You know, it takes me a while to.
But 10:30 is great. You show up at like 8.
Yeah.
Have 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect at Chandler.
So. Do you remember when you first met Deshaun?
Yeah. So he was a young kid. The first time I physically met him was he skated up to us. We had a camera.
How old was he?
He had to be 10 or 11.
God,
and he was
so
like,
good now. He's a phenom, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, oh yeah. But he was like, hey, film this. And we don't even know who he is. He's
just he
like,
was
film this. Demanding it. And we're like, okay. And we filmed it. And I still have this clip to this day. It's the funniest thing
How
ever.
How old was he?
Like 10 or 11, 10 for sure.
10 or 11 years old.
But he, after that, how we started getting to know him, he'd always be at the park, but the lights would go out, they're closing at the park, and he'd be sitting there waiting for his ride, and his mom worked late, so he'd have to wait till whenever she got off of work.
And you were the older homies.
And we're older, we have a car, so I'm like, dude, the first time we ever thought about it, we're like, we can't leave this kid sitting here. This is, like, horrible.
So you're already taking upon the older brother role.
So we started taking him home, and he was hilarious. I was like, yeah, we'll always see that kid home.
Yeah,
he's funny as hell. But that's how we started getting close to him and getting to know him and everything. And then,
was he good the whole time? Like, was
no,
he just always good?
The first few times I ever saw him, no. But once we started skating seriously, he would get better each time. I'm like, oh, he's pretty good for a kid, I thought. And then he got really good for a kid. And I was like, oh, wow. And then one day, he's like, look at this trick. And he just had a nollie back 360 heel flip over the pyramid hip. And I was like, oh, he's better than me now. Like, I remember that progression. Be like, he's getting pretty good. Oh, he just got better than me in like a week. Like, it was insane, like, how he just kept progressing so fast. And that's when I was like,
he's special.
He could be really good.
Yeah,
I never thought the career he has now. I just thought, oh, maybe he could be pro.
Wow,
sponsored.
Oh,
yeah. And then, now he's one of the biggest names in skateboarding. It's like insane.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. But
now, were you hooking him up like when you could, like back then?
Yeah,
or,
we were like,
how are you hooking him up?
Like, hooking him up, like, I had money to eat, so he's eating, obviously, like that kind of thing.
Like,
but then,
you take him to Barrow's Pizza?
Yeah, but I didn't know anybody in the industry. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So once we got a local sponsor, they picked
him up. And
what
was that? What was that?
That was Eon. Shout out Tyson Basha, Preston Basha.
Okay.
Great guys.
We got to give them other local Freedom and.
Oh, yeah. Those
all
come into play later.
Gotcha.
These guys were almost before.
Okay.
Or no, Freedom. I worked at Freedom, I guess, during that whole time.
Mm-hmm,
they
mm-hmm.
were awesome. That was a.
It was the one in Gilbert?
In Gilbert.
So
you know
was,
how I got that job? It's
well,
funny.
I know where that is. That's because Zia Records. Zia is near there.
No, that's Mesa.
Okay. So what's.
Zia's right there. Gilbert was like in that more.
Oh, is that later?
Area.
Okay.
Yeah,
I went
yeah,
there
yeah.
later.
But that store was. One day I was in there shopping and they're complaining about not having help for the weekend sale, like a big sale.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll work. Give me a pair of shoes or two. So yeah. I went the whole weekend. Holy and they smokes. Gave me stuff, and it was like the coolest thing ever.
They gave you boards and stuff?
They gave me some shoes or whatever I needed. Yeah. And then that Monday, somebody calls me. After the sale, I'm like at home, normal life again. Someone calls me, and he's like, hey, would you fill in my shift? I'm like, your shift? I don't work there. And then
they gave you a job.
They just gave me a job. Yeah, it was so cool. So that's kind of how the barracks happened, too. I'm just realizing all these jobs are just given to me.
I think with you, because you have such good, good character traits. You're trustworthy. Once they find out what you're about, they're like, "Oh yeah, we trust
you." Yeah,
because
it's nice trust. Think about it's trust for sure.
Because there's a lot. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there's kids that we would meet, and they would. There was a skate shop off Mill Avenue back in the. This is before your. This is the 90s.
Yeah.
And this one kid, he acted trustworthy, but dude, he would like steal shit.
Yeah,
and then I wouldn't know till later. He would go behind the counter, and then but you know we're all I could see why, but I'm like, dude, that's sketchy.
Yeah, no, I don't mess with stealing. Yeah. That's a no for me, guys.
That's a no. So that's a no. I mean, support your local skate, mom and pop skate shops. Yeah. Don't steal
and
buy their stuff.
If you need something, tell the shop, hey, I can't.
They'll
afford
give you,
something.
They'll
let
give
me
you a deal.
They'll give you a deal, or they'll see what they can do, or even just be like, "I'll work for something." You know, don't steal from people.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Those are the worst.
One thing about Arizona, like, because I was there like mid '90s, I noticed that even the local scene was hype. Like, because I was there, we would be at the Wedge.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we'd be like, "Oh, there's Copelman, or then there's Ellen." You know,
Turtle
skateboards and Balance skateboards, and like the local. Contests and everything, and I met my group of people, but there was that they were like the best.
Oh yeah. Arizona's always had a pretty decent skate scene for sure. It's right now it's pretty sleepy. I know there's kids ripping, and I'm
even at the local one in Gilbert. This cat kid Thomas.
Oh yeah, Thomas Turner. Shout out Thomas.
I mean this kid.
Tarzan.
Yeah, I mean out of everyone because he's flying over everything. I'm like, okay,
he's great.
Good.
No,
yeah.
But the scene's good. It's just not real organized right now. It used to be a lot more when I was younger. They had Skate AZ going. They had all kinds of like different things that organize the scene. So hoping to help with that. Now that I have the connections in the industry that I do, I really want to like do as much for Arizona as I can.
And I see you're doing that.
Trying.
You're bringing love back to Chandler.
Yeah, of course. Well, Chandler first, but the rest of Arizona too.
You know, my mom and dad, Alma School in Southern?
Yeah.
They had a clothing store there.
That's
back
so crazy.
In the but dude, right next door was a skate shop. It was a smaller one. I forgot there's one there and there's one in Tempe. But I remember I would just go in there. You know, I would help my mom and dad, but I just remember...
So Tani Mara maybe? No, that was
a
mall store.
No, it was before all that. Shoot. God, I wish I would have found.
Try to find out next time.
I'll find out. But I just remember they'd have demos in the parking lot. It was, you know where that Ross is? Mervin's.
Mervin's.
And then there's a Fry's grocery store near there.
That's Alma and Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot.
Yeah,
Elliot in Alma School.
Elliot.
Yeah, you
Elliot,
know your streets.
Not Guadalupe.
Yeah. It was that.
Yeah.
Damn, you know your streets.
A little. That was right where I grew up. Alma
right
School
there.
And Warner's.
You
grew
up there?
Yeah. I lived there for like 10 years in that
house. Where was your neighbor? Like, you had
it's right behind the Fry's right there on Warner.
Dude, because my mom and dad rented a house back there too.
It's crazy how close we were, but we never knew. I mean, you're a little older.
I mean, I know, but we could have been around my mom and dad because they rented a house before their house was ready in Gilbert.
So crazy.
Right behind that Fry.
And their stores. I'm sure I've seen them or walked in them in my life. You know, like that's pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah. Damn, that's so crazy, dude.
Isn't that weird?
That's crazy. Yeah. I worked at Barrow's Pizza, too.
I still love that place.
So shout out to Barrow's Pizza.
Shout out Barrow's.
You know,
great.
We always give Arizona love here.
Well, shout out
platform.
Everything. We aren't ashamed to shout out.
Yeah, Arizona.
Shout out Sam.
I would like, I mean, just on topic, I would like to do a trip with you guys there.
Dude,
one day.
Been dying.
I know
to take
I
you
couldn't because of what I was going through.
Well, you're on every damn podcast in the world nowadays.
Yeah,
I don't know if we're really busy.
I know. I had to do a power nap before. Yeah, I know we're busy. And
good for you though.
We're
happy
starting to
you,
do live Scissor Bros. I mean, Jeremiah loves your ass too as well.
I love Jeremiah.
I mean, the Scissor Bros board you made for us, amazing.
I haven't been that excited to give a gift in probably a long time. That one,
I mean, that was
I thought
like
of that
Christmas
one like
morning,
mid, like after I met you guys, I was like, oh, that'd be a good one. And sure enough, thank God it got done. Shout out Matt Jones at CCS.
Now, be honest, are you secretly coaching Jeremiah's skate lessons?
No, I'm just wanting him to help him with a kickflip.
He's talking about a kickflip. He's talking.
But you started doing stand up before. I remember, was going to be the thing, and then the week after you started doing stand up. Like, right, no time for that kickflip.
So me and Jeremiah, shout out to my sister brother Jeremiah Watkins. We were gonna do. We had a deal where once he learns how to kickflip, then I'll start doing stand up. I jumped the gun.
You jumped it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You better catch
Jeremiah,
up on that kickflip.
But he still needs to learn
he
how to.
He needs that kickflip.
Are
we
you
need
giving
it, Jeremiah.
Him lessons?
I sent him a video I made when I was in Florida because I've been out. I was like, look, this is how to do it. This is what's important. Ignore all the other bullshit. And sure enough, like, he watched it, but I don't know if he's been doing it. He sent me.
Yeah, I think he has a flick down.
He sent me him working on his ollies because I told him that pop, like a pop with purpose, is important.
You are kind of close.
You know how he does it, how he goes the pop real half-ass. Like, he just goes and it's kind of like, he doesn't pop hard.
No, but you know what? He gets on those board slides pretty good on that flat rail. He was
he's
getting on the board
slides.
He's
thinking about it. He's just doing it. And the ollie, I think he's like thinking too much.
Oh,
because
it's
kind of
like a front 180.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
But
right.
He just needs to pop harder. He got the agility.
I think once he gets that, because he has strong, long legs.
Yeah,
because you know those, a lot of good skaters are lengthy.
It just
got to
click. But that's why I tell him, like, pop with some purpose. Like, don't just pop.
Right. Now, as far as you and Deshaun, like, when did it get to the point where you're at now? Like, he was progressing. When did y'all, like, start getting hooked up, and when you make the move to California and all that?
Well, he was just, it started when we both skated contests, and he would just
place first.
Well, I would plan my run. I'm good at knowing. Yeah, he placed first for sure. But he was like, what should I do? And I was like, oh, and I'd plan a little run for him.
Oh, you would you get in his ear?
Yeah, but I was also doing my own run. But okay. I was like helping him out because he was a younger person.
Were these
on
like
our
Phoenix
company.
Am kind
of? No, Phoenix Am came a little later. It was just like the local, like, oh, locals only or Wild in the Parks or these things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They had age divisions and everything. Yeah, he was getting the younger ones than me most of the time.
Killing it.
But then he quickly got to the sponsored and everything else. But yeah. He would win everything. I remember one contest, he's smiling during his run because he's doing so well.
Yeah.
And there was already parents were like, he's too old because he's been built since he was like a little teeny kid.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So they were like, he's too old. You guys are cheating. I'm like, why the hell would we lie about his age?
Show me your ID.
Yeah, exactly. So then, I mean, he was too young to even have a damn ID. So
he was just.
But they would always say something. So I told him, quit smiling because they already think you're cheating, and now it's looking so easy.
Okay,
like,
but he's having
but he was
fun.
Having fun,
he was having
yeah.
Fun.
But it was like one of those things. I remember it was insane to me. He would kick that much ass, and then he got to the sponsor division, was kicking grown men's ass in Arizona, and just was like, he was so good, so fast. But then I would help plan all those, and then I stopped skating contests. I'm like, no point. He's just gonna win everything. Like, so I'll just help him. And
yeah,
but it progressed. Like, now he's at the amateur level. I'm helping him then, and then it's like.
Now, when did people start taking notice as far as, like, skate shops and companies and stuff like that?
When he was young, pretty young, but Cowtown didn't put him on until he was 18. They had this idea that he wasn't ready or something. I don't know. You have to ask those guys.
Was, shout out to Peaches.
Shout out Peaches. He loves me so much. Shout out Peaches.
Shout out to Peaches from Cowtown. He was nice to me when I first walked
in. Oh, he's a good dude. But so they had their idea of putting him on later, and he got on later, but brands like Nike and things, you know, and he covered that in his episode.
Yeah.
But he got on all kinds of things. But I remember specifically, like, it was Tampa Am.
Yeah.
Was the
Describe to those viewers and listeners might not
so
know.
So Tampa Am is an old contest that takes place in Florida in Ybor.
Yeah.
And it's
Do you like Florida? I mean, I've heard mixed reviews on Florida. So,
listen.
Okay.
Tampa
just be honest
and Ybor
it.
City is amazing.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Just because of the nostalgia with that contest. But it's an old contest. It's been there forever. And they just have a warehouse. And they change the park all the time. And it's just a staple in skateboarding.
It's a wood park.
Anywhere.
It's a wooden park.
Yep. It's a wooden indoor park. And it's really hot. It wouldn't make any sense to the outside world why it's so important.
Okay, gotcha.
But it just does. It is that important. Okay. So Deshaun ends up winning one off of what we had planned, and that gave him an opportunity to skate in the Street League Open. And if you do good there, you get into Street League, like the series.
And how old was he by then?
He's like 19.
Okay.
Maybe
so
maybe.
He's kicking ass.
Yeah. So, but that contest was like, you know, it's kind of like just a gimmick that the two that an Am would make it into there, like to have the opportunity. Like, they're not going to make it in Street League.
Yeah.
But that year, Deshaun. And a kid who came out of nowhere that we didn't even know why he was skating in it, an amateur named Yuto Horigomi, they both qualified in Street League. And so then they were both making the finals of every single stop. Like, and they're amateurs,
is that how
brand
you
new.
Met Yuto?
That's how I sort of started meeting him, but he didn't know any English at the time. So all I would do was like translate stuff to him.
It was mostly like nonverbal communication.
Yeah, but he was like not talking to anybody. He was real off, like standoffish back then. So I would try, because I hate when someone's out of the loop.
Yeah.
So I would try to include him, but not too much. But then years later, like Tampa Pros, I would go with Deshaun, and he would have to room with Uto because they're the youngest pros.
Because I could tell they're tight.
Yeah,
they're
tight. Because Nike would always put them together.
Oh, okay.
And then we got
Both on Nike?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out Nike. Yeah, yeah. Thank God for Nike. Yeah. Okay, don't go anywhere, Nike. We love you.
Yeah, good job.
Love you, Scuba. Thank you. Boys. Thank you, Mike.
It's only the biggest shoe company ever.
Yeah. But so they're amazing. But they would put them together. So I would just stay in the rooms with Deshaun most of the time when it was just like we were roughing it back then. So I was just staying with him and Uto. And that's how we kind of got close.
Uh-huh.
But he still didn't know much English. Me and Uto got close at a street league in London. Which
Damn,
is a funny
so
story.
Traveled,
but real quick,
yeah.
before all that, yeah, Deshaun wins one off of our planning.
You planned that?
Yeah.
So you were coaching when you didn't know you were coaching.
Exactly. Okay. 100%.
Okay.
That's how this all happened.
Okay.
I didn't know I was doing all this.
Okay,
it was
keep
just
going.
One of those things.
Keep going.
If you watched that Street League Chicago, I think it's 2017.
I got teary-eyed on one.
Yeah,
you got
like
emotional.
We're all crying.
You got me emotional. Yeah, I saw it. I saw it at 4 in the morning, and I was watching, and it got a tear came down.
You have to imagine.
I got teared up.
How quick he went from getting free stuff to he just won a Street League. It went so fast. Like the year before, we were watching street leagues in my like living room in Arizona, and then for him to win one, it was too much.
Yeah,
it like took over like my it was insane. So
insane. Yeah. No, dude, I did shed a tear that night.
But
I was watching it.
So, but that's how. After that, there's one in London, and Deshaun brought his girlfriend, and they at that point get their own rooms and everything because they're getting bigger.
Of course,
you know?
Let them do their thing. Let them have fun.
No, Deshaun and Uto are getting their rooms.
I thought Deshaun and his girlfriend.
No, so
okay,
I went
I'm
with
sorry.
Them.
We'll edit
I
that
went,
out.
And Kylie comes randomly. So shout out Kylie, she's great. Okay. But so now the three of us are supposed to be in this room, and I'm like, oh, this sucks.
So you, Deshaun, and Uto.
No, me, Deshaun, and Kylie.
And Kylie.
Uto, I'm still wearing clothes, but
okay.
We don't know him like that.
Kylie's Deshaun's girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah. So we have the two rooms, or we have a room, and someone's on the other side. You know those stupid in the middle doors?
Yeah.
Someone keeps opening theirs and knocking on ours. And when we go to open it, the door's closed. And then the front door, someone would knock on it. And we're going back and forth, back and forth.
Oh, they're playing a prank.
Yes. And then we like finally catch them, and it's Uto. I'm like, dude, what the hell? And so we're like, hey, like, come hang out with us. And he comes, and we have fun and everything. I was like, hey, Uto, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
He hardly knows English.
Yeah.
It's like, can I stay in your room? I was like, because this is so weird with a couple. Like, they're maybe going to do stuff.
Have you ever been in a room while someone else is having sex?
Hell no.
I have.
I'm sure you have.
At Arizona State.
But
it was really uncomfortable.
Shout out ASU.
And because when you're experiencing it, you're like a deer in headlights, and once they start, you can't do any.
I'm sure.
It's either you have to leave at the very beginning, so
are you on there
yeah,
quiet?
Then you smell the smells, and you're like, oh no, like, and then your back's to them, and you have to act like you're sleeping.
Yeah,
it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So you did the right thing.
Yeah, I did. So Uto was like, okay, just one night. And I'm like, okay, that's better than nothing.
So he had his own room?
Yeah, he had his own room. They both did, but then I was going to crash with Deshaun. But then Kylie comes last minute because her mom works for the airline, so she can get.
Oh.
It was super last minute.
Yeah.
We didn't know. I didn't plan for it.
Right.
So then I asked Uto. He's down. We go that night. We're in London, and we ride bikes for like. And we're like, Uto, you want to go on a bike ride with us?
Yeah.
He's like, okay. Doesn't know the extent of it. We go for like 4 hours.
Just riding.
Like riding around London.
So you can rent bikes there?
Yeah, it's just like those little.
Oh, like out here.
Stand. Yeah,
right,
at ASU.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So then we're riding forever, and you're just like, what? Can we go back? Like so tired. Like you didn't understand. And I was like, we're close, dude. And at one point, we accidentally get on a highway somehow on our bikes. And so we're coming.
In London.
Yes, we're coming down off this. Like we got to get off. So we come down this off ramp, and it's fast on a bike. And we're like, oh, shoot, which way do we go? Like me, Kylie, and Deshaun. And flying from behind us is Uto. Boom. And the traffic looks like Mr. Magoo. Like the traffic's going.
Yeah.
And he's all, which way? And just goes, barges it through traffic with cars like going. And
he got hit.
He could have died.
Oh, my God.
And we're just like, what? So it was the whole night was funny and insane. And then I go back to the room with them. And that was already after I stayed there the one night. And Uto's like, what are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I said one night. And I was like. Oh,
he wanted his privacy.
I was like, my bad. And he goes, just kidding. Stay.
Oh.
And that whole week, then he let me stay the week. And that's when we got super close.
What kind of activities were you guys doing in the
room?
He
had a card game.
Okay.
A Japanese card game.
Was it like Dungeons and Dragons?
No, it's called Daifugo. It's just with normal cards.
Okay.
Daifugo. I'm sorry, Japanese people ever say it wrong.
Okay.
But he was explaining the rules. Now, mind you, he doesn't know hardly any English. So can you imagine explaining?
He doesn't need to.
It's an extremely...
He expresses himself on his skateboard.
Yeah, of course. It's an extremely complicated card game, and he doesn't know English, and he's trying to teach
me. Is it like poker or something?
It's so much more complicated. There's a million rules.
But it's like a
deck
of cards.
You just have to see it. Yes, it's a deck of cards, but you
just
have to see it.
But in Japanese?
No, it's in English. It's, okay. Everything's normal, but it's just complicated.
Okay.
So many rules. And so he would tell me some stuff, and he's like, "You Anderson." And I'm like, "Anderson? No, I'm Andrew." And he's like, "No, you Anderson." And I was like, "No, I'm Andrew." For days, he would be Anderson.
He'd call you Anderson.
I realize he's saying, "You understand?" And so it took days where he was trying to see if I knew what the hell he was talking about. So after that, I started just picking up on his weird words.
Oh, and so you started understanding what he was
saying.
Yeah,
I understood Yuto language.
Oh, so he has his own language. Yes,
his English.
So that's ladies and gentlemen, Yuto has his own language.
At that time, he did. So
okay,
that's how we
Anderson,
got close. Because
do you understand?
After that week, I kind of could pick up on all this stuff. And like, so when we got back to the States, I would help him with the bank. I'd help him with the physical therapy and everything because I could translate enough. I didn't know Japanese, but I knew what he was trying to say.
And he trusted you because he knew he was comfortable.
Yeah. And so it just kept going like that to the point where he offered to pay me to help him and everything. So
he became his personal trainer, basically.
So I was started helping him as well.
Yeah.
And he was obviously great. And all he needed was a little help, and he started winning everything.
So what is it about him? Because his skating's almost flawless. He doesn't mess up.
He started out on vert, which I think helps.
How he started on vert?
He's really good at vert, like really good. Really? Like he could probably be good in X Games at vert type of thing. But
he started on that.
It's too hard to do all that, all the competitions.
Yeah.
I told him make sure you focus only on street, and it worked out. Yeah. But because it's tempting to go be a superstar in multiple things in skateboarding.
Yeah, because I saw his runs in the Olympics. To not miss a trick.
To not miss a trick and to train double. Like Sean White used to do slope style.
Is this the white guy with the big hair?
Yeah, Sean White. Snowboarding, half pipe, and slope style.
That guy's amazing too.
But then everyone got too good. You can't do multiple disciplines.
You have
it's
to
hard.
Focus on one.
Yeah, you have to focus. So Yuta wanted to do that because he would definitely be the best person for the park as well.
When did he start? How old?
He's like four. He started really
4 years
now,
old.
My new Deshaun started at like 10, and so four is early. Like, but now that's normal. Now a lot of
them
are starting out that young. Yeah,
like Jinwoo and cats. Like, that kid's crazy.
Shout out them. His parents are awesome, and he's awesome.
You met Jinwoo?
Yeah, they've been following me forever. A lot of the Japanese kids followed me because they knew I was working with Yuto. But I'm still super friendly with all of them. Like, I love the Japanese people.
There
so
is
much.
A Japanese skate scene, isn't
oh, yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah. And they're the best. They're really nice. I love what I do for the U.S., but the Japanese people are so, like, they're close friends of mine because they're just,
you're down
their
with
program
that.
And everything.
There's a whole scene. There's scenes there.
Yeah, their culture and everything, they're just so friendly and nice.
God, I want to go there at least once, Tokyo.
Same.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there for the Olympics, so that was different.
Continue with the Utah, like, continue with the trajectory.
So I start helping him with that, and most of it, the biggest help, I think, was just navigating life here in America. He moved in with us and everything, but... obviously, the contest stuff was easy for him. He was just – his dad was a skater, actually.
Yuto's dad.
Yeah, but he wasn't one to be like, skate like this or do this. He was just like – Yuto would come along, and he would show him like, oh, this is a skater with really good style. Like, watch it. And that's how he picked up on all that. His favorite skater.
His style, even the way his arms look when he lands his trick, like, really smooth.
But he was watching Gino. He's watching, like,
Gino
all the
Ainichi.
Best. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
As a kid. All right. Like, you know,
so
we're
those
all
are
watching,
good things to look at.
We're watching Mike V jump off of stuff. And then he's
Caballero.
Watching people with, like, perfect style and perfect tricks at an early age.
Yeah.
So, like, he knew what was up as soon as he started. So that's why you see it reflected
so
in his
when
game,
did,
man.
Like, companies start hollering at him and taking notice of
you know
what he was
so
doing?
They, a lot
like
of companies.
Like Nike, and, I mean, that,
Nike
that
came
later, right?
Later, after DBS. He was with DBS for a while.
Was.
And Paul Shire was the team at the time. Shout out Paul Shire. He's with Adidas now.
Okay.
That's the only time I'll say good things about Adidas. No, just kidding. Just kidding. But they, a lot of people knew about him, but he didn't get his. Really, till he started doing well in Street League and Nike started really doing more things with them than people took. You know what? Shout out Shane O'Neill. He really helped.
Oh,
because
that
Yuto's
hooked him up because he got him on a board company.
And
yeah.
Everything. That's when people really started to respect and know Yuto. Shane helped.
Then how was he managing before that? Like, was he just getting regular mom
he was getting
and pop
from
boards?
Blind, and Blind's super good. Shout out Bill Weiss, who hooked him up in the beginning. It just wasn't, it's more of like they couldn't really. You don't even know much English, and it's just like it's a brand that has its own identity already. So anybody who skates for them is gonna you identify as blind instead of that skater.
Yeah,
and I think when he got with Shane in April,
yeah,
it kind of gave the world like a different view for him. And that's
I've
how
always liked
blew
blind.
Up. Yeah, blind's great.
Like on there's
their board quality is amazing for sure.
Well, like Goodwood.
Yeah, yeah. They're
do
really
you remember
good.
Their team when they had Gideon Choi?
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Blind's
whatever
one
happened
that,
to Gideon Choi? I like
that's
that
a whole
guy.
Other YouTube channel. I don't know. There, you could probably YouTube
well, you
that.
Know who that
yeah.
is right.
Yeah, yeah, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he's great. There's a blind. Usually reshuffles the deck quite often.
Yeah.
They're not like Girl and Chocolate. They're kind of like Legacy. They keep people on forever.
Uh-huh.
Blind kind of like talent scouts a little more
yeah.
aggressively.
Oh, they
I
do.
Would, I guess this is the way you describe it.
How do
it.
They go about that? Do they go to the contest circuits? Or
question
do...
for Bill. I don't know. He finds... I mean, he helped. He really found Yuto, and that's a hard one to find.
That's a hard
don't know about
one,
him.
Yeah.
He found... He finds a lot of diamonds in the rough for sure. Because
back in the
that.
90s or like the 80s even back then, you'd have to submit a tape, right? Or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
And they do. A lot of people do to every company, but to watch them all is probably Bill's one of the only ones doing it for sure.
He
he's
scouts.
Really, yeah, he's scouting.
Hard.
To this day, he's
yeah.
a scouter. He's a good one.
So he scouts. I wonder. I always wonder how that worked.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Like they would scout and then they would say, hey, you want to go out for some milkshakes?
That's a hard one. I can't imagine because everyone's good. So like imagine
see,
you
when
picked
did that
the
happen?
Wrong.
Hold up. When did that happen? Because back then, like even like in
people,
the 90s, no one
even my time wasn't everyone wasn't good, and now
well, there was no one
good.
That skating wasn't cool back then.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I remember like there'd be the one or two dudes who stood out who were amazing.
Yeah,
at your
but
local.
When did it become like oh everyone's good? Because you go to the park, and
you
you're
know
like,
what?
Oh.
People don't like giving Street League that much credit, but I swear Street League is a big part of it because when they made their competition format of getting like one guy trying a trick, a best trick, and he's the only one going because for the forever best tricks is like. 30 people going at once type of thing, trying
yeah.
to land something and beat the clock.
Now, are there head games that other skaters do to their competitors?
This is going to be a long episode, man. There's a lot of questions.
Dude, we're good, dude.
Which
we're
I'm
good.
Down.
We're good. I want to know this.
No,
I
yeah,
watch
of course.
It from my perspective, because I'm watching it on my phone, I'm like, I wonder what
there's
happens.
There's some skaters
yeah,
who do some weird things. They do. I won't name names, but there's guys who do like.
Don't name names. But
I would love to.
You know,
but name
a couple of tactics to mess
so
other people up.
So one guy at a competition, the main start was pretty much a little tunnel, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You didn't have to start there, but that's pretty much was the best place to start. Like it had a ramp if you need a speed.
So
it had
these
a
are head
rail.
Games.
Yeah, and the guy before everyone's run would just walk across. And then the next run, yeah. walk across. And he had no purpose to do it.
Oh.
There was no purpose to keep walking back and forth.
This is before the contest
before
starts.
Their run would go. Before their run would go. So, like, they're about
walk.
To skate. He just walk across.
With
quick.
His board? Or
yeah, yeah. He's just walking.
He would just walk
like a
over.
Little walk. Like, not,
yeah.
like, looking at him, but it was just a little thing he thought he was doing to get in people's heads. It was just like,
oh,
no one cared.
That's a weird
and then
one.
Even friends, like, kids that we are close with will be like, I don't talk to anybody during the competition. It's like,
now,
wow,
does
weird.
This happen? Someone has a skate key.
Mm-hmm.
And then when a person's like happens to leave their board, they go drink a water or something. Do they go? Yeah. Just hear me out. Do they? Could they go up there and go and think, like mess up their trucks or something?
Imagine in the middle of an arena.
Yeah.
That's that'd be crazy. No,
yeah.
nothing
that
diabolical.
That's extensive.
Yeah. Just being douches to each other. Sorry for the cut. Just being shitty.
So, like, what do you mean by that? Do they win? Because in wrestling, right? I wish I would have done this because it's all a lot of it's mental, right? Same
oh, yeah.
with skating, right?
Yeah.
I know they're two different things.
Yeah.
But like, I wish I would have done some sure. head games where I could whisper something in the opponent's head, like. Dude, I'm gonna check your oil, or something, you know,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, check your oil, dude.
Yeah, no,
oil.
It's like a lot of in practice. You'll see some crazy stuff, like people kind of like just getting in each other's way and not giving a shit, like not being as polite as they would be on a normal day,
oh.
type of thing. I've seen some people get pretty heated on that kind of stuff.
But no name calling or like
nah, nothing. Because there's always
like
people
psychological
watching.
Tactics.
There's too many people watching for it to be that gnarly. For sure.
Oh.
But they definitely have their beefs within their own little like party scenes and all that where stuff happens. But in terms of competition, some
yeah,
of them hate
that.
Each other, but you don't see it there. They
okay,
never
what about
it.
If you do this? Okay, before someone goes, you kind of like try to trip them or something.
No, that'd be, the camera would see it.
Okay, okay.
They're out
no,
of competition.
Can you do something where you could set like a booby trap? Like if you could just do something where it's really... subtle,
I think
but
the best thing would be like you have friends in the crowd with a air horn or something. Like that would be the only way.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
yourself on there.
Yeah.
There's usually like only eight of them.
No, do they dock points if you like push someone or?
You would
if,
be just kicked out for sure.
Oh, but what if you do this? You don't push them, but you like, hey, there's something in your hair. Or like when there might not be something in someone's
hair. You're probably not going to get invited again. They're pretty strict on some of these things. Okay. Like Street League will not invite somebody who sucks, only if they have to.
What's the worst tactic you've seen? The worst.
Just like people. So say something like this. This is an example. Mm-hmm. Something happened in a run for Deshaun where somebody ran across the course in the middle of it. A paramedic thought they needed to go help somebody across it.
Before Deshaun's run.
No, in the middle of it. Like,
well, he got in the way of Deshaun?
He's just on the other, like, Deshaun's over here and the guy, like, runs over there, like, across the course.
But that still will mess with you.
Yeah, so you need a restart. So then the judges come down and say, do you want to restart?
They had to have a meeting about that.
Yeah, and then somebody else is sticking, another skater's like, why does he get a restart? What happened? Blah, blah. And it's like, shut dude, up. Dude. It's not going on with you. And then it's like a big stink and that kind of shit. It's like, dude, get your head out your ass. And one is a competition. Like, who cares? Like,
now, I noticed because those two in particular, Deshaun and Uto, they're both super consistent. Like, what makes them that way?
Deshaun's just born with it. And I would have to say Uto is born with it. Plus, he started at four. Like, I think that and just being surrounded by it, like your dad. Like, Deshaun had us once he met us and other people.
Yeah, but doing a
but imagine games, your dad, like it's just in your head.
But in a competition, the cameras are there, there's lights, there's a crowd.
Deshaun
like,
still gets the nerves pretty good. At their contest, like he just won the other day at Miami Unsanctioned.
Shout out to Deshaun. Yeah.
But
he's killing it.
He's great. But then other contests, he'll get so nervous he can't do anything. Like he's
really?
Just like,
but they hide it well.
They hide it pretty well. You
so
can't
you
show
you even said during the Olympics because shout out to Uto again, he won the gold. I can't tell that
he's
nervous,
nervous
but you're
shit.
Telling me he gets nervous.
Yeah, but he does a great job of his body language doesn't even show it.
How
but
does he hide that?
That's a skill. He just told me he gets nervous.
Does he have to take a shit?
Yeah, everybody does. You've got to make sure you're not. If,
like
if
during
a shit's anywhere near you're screwed. Like, that's got to be way before you skate, or you're screwed.
So do they eat before, or do they
eat Yeah, but the they, I think after. You know, like, what's how much to eat, not too much, like all that.
So would they just drink a Gatorade
and
water?
Like a banana or something, you know, like just something light before. Yeah. But you eat a meal if you're, like, your competition's at 3, you eat a big meal at 10. You know, you get your poop out of the way, you do all that.
Okay,
before.
I'm going to present a scenario.
Okay.
Let's say they're starting their contest and their board breaks.
Well,
that
happens
all
the time. You'll see me sometimes on the side for anybody.
So how many backup boards do they
have? Usually bring one. Sometimes Deshaun wings and doesn't bring any. But there's guys who know they're going to break boards, so they'll bring some extras. Like Chris Jocelyn, another great skater. It was in Lake Havasu. No, you know what? It wasn't Chris, but I've helped with him before. It was Vincent Malou, French friend of ours.
He's been in here.
Vincent?
Yeah. I didn't know who he was. Because Willie said, shout out to Willie.
Oh, shout out Willie.
Yeah, yeah. Willie was in here.
Oh, Willie helped him so
much. And so he's like, I'm a little late. We're hitting the Hollywood 16. Oh. But I can't. And then I go, oh, what's going on? And he goes, oh, I'm with my boy. We can't disclose what I could tell they're excited. He did a trick.
Vince is one of my good friends.
Yeah,
that's
and so, but I didn't know anything. He was here though. But this is before he blew up.
Oh yeah.
But I knew, you know, I could tell. You could tell.
Oh, Vince.
I'm like,
Vincent is underrated, and I feel like judges shit on him. You can put that on the record. He does at the Olympics. He probably should have been scored much higher. I think they blew
describe
it.
Describe who he is. Let's give.
He's
him
a great
love.
French skater. He popped on
he's
the scene a few years ago. Yeah, he's from France. He's awesome.
And then Willie hooked him up.
Yeah, Willie hooked him up for a while, but I think he kind of just outgrew the brand that Willie has. It's just a smaller brand, so now he's with Pizza Skateboards. Even though Willie's the best, I love Willie. I love seeing him at contests. He's amazing.
Bro. Yeah.
But I think it was one of those things. I don't know for sure, but they're still really close from what I know. Even though he rides for a different company,
because
Willie helped him with everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But so Vincent's great. He does tricks that I think, like, people just don't get how gnarly they are. If you go look at it and understand skateboarding, that's the thing that upsets me with some of these judges too. They were good skateboarders, most of them, and knew what was going on. And for myself, I feel like because I'm so intertwined with all this, I really understand the different difficulties. Even if it's like this switch trick, I know you were talking to Rick about it.
Yeah, like, how do they judge
a switch tricks? Because
skateboarding is more like painting; it's an art form. No,
yes and no. There's no, okay. If a guy's making a stick figure and this guy's Picasso, like that's you can tell what's better. You know, so you can tell one guy's the skill doing and the difficulty.
Ollie in his normal stance, but this other guy's doing like a switch laser flip.
Exactly.
Like that's different.
You know. You just okay, know what's better.
Good example.
So, but then it gets hard, like a kickflip front board versus a kickflip backboard. And you just got to know the obstacle. You got to know, okay, these are kind of pretty much exactly the same. Or this is awkward on this obstacle, even though
or if they
seems,
flip into it, that's more points.
You just got to know. You really just have to know. And sometimes
how do they
the judges,
choose the judges then?
So I don't get too into it. I still got a job to keep. But,
okay, we'll
I don't know.
That,
it's a lot of them. Yeah. There's drama with that too. There's people demanding guys not be judges because they're affiliated with brands, and it's like, you know, they're affiliated with a brand because they know what they're talking about. If you go hire Mr. Guy who hasn't worked in skateboarding in 15 years, he probably doesn't know what's going on right now. So it's like you kind of need to have people who are still involved. But
dude, we're down to our last 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. We didn't cover anything. We haven't even really talked about my job.
Okay, dude, let's end it with this. I'm glad you brought that up. Let's end your job. Let's end it with your job description and, like, your experience. Go ahead. Your experiences.
The main one I think people want to know is the Olympics.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Olympic coach.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you even get that job? Like,
it's that one kind of.
That's crazy.
I got a call from a friend, Mike Sinclair. I owe him so much of my skateboarding. He probably won't even listen to this, but he's the guy who's the Deshaun mentioned a lot as well. Shit, if he's scared of COVID, but if it ever clears up, you got to have him on the show.
Absolutely,
he's can talk to anybody. You can talk to a rock and have the best conversation
Ever.
I'm so, anyways, Mike hit me up. He's like, "Hey, that job opened up with the USA coach," and I'm like, "They ain't gonna hire me." And he's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "They hire their friends and all that, because they, from the outside looking in, that's what they've been doing."
Yeah.
So, and that's how skateboarding works. They always just hire who you know. So then he's like, "No, I talked to them. I called." He's like, "You need to apply." He's like, I put in a really good word." I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome."
Without me knowing.
Yeah, yeah. He told me after the fact. I was like,
"That's a good friend.
He's the best."
Can we give him a shout out again?
Shout out Mike 100,000 times.
Mike Sinclair.
Mike Sinclair.
Shout out to Michael Sinclair.
Yep. Thank you, Michael. So he tells me that. I'm like, okay, I'll apply. So I apply. And then the whole time I'm thinking, they ain't going to give me this job. I don't care. Like, it's fine. So they interview me. I'm like.
At some facility or where?
Oh, no, it's Zoom. This is COVID. COVID's been around for a minute. But so I'm like, I'm answering the questions honest as hell because I'm like, they ain't going to give me this job. So I'm just not nervous or nothing.
You're
I'm
just
like, they're
honest.
Not giving me this job.
Yeah.
So. I killed the interview because I was like, didn't care.
What kind of questions were they asking you?
A situation with like competition or with athletes. Like, how are you going to get a hold of an athlete if they're not talking to you? Like, what are you going to do with this? Blah, blah, those kind of things.
Scenarios.
Yeah, just a lot of scenarios. Mm-hmm. And then they asked, obviously, Deshaun and Uto were winning everything. So they know that I can do that part of it.
Because like coaching.
The strategy and coaching.
Yeah,
because
you
help.
Actually do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I was very happy doing that. Like, I didn't really want to leave Uto
at all.
So... that was another part of it. I was like, I ain't leaving. So then they were like, okay, thank you, whatever. They call like a day or two later. I'm like, hey, we had some more questions. I was like, okay. And they're like asking me a few random things. And like, what would you do with Uto if like you got this job? I was like, well, whatever I had to do.
Why were they asking that? Because he's
like,
representing Japan.
Well, yeah.
And you're like, for the U.S.
And I was like, whatever would have to be done if I got offered the job, I would do it. Like, you know, if I can't work with them, I can't work with them. And then they're like, okay, well, because we want to offer you the job. And I was like, the job. I was like,
for the Olympic coach
for
skateboarding.
I remember thinking,
what?
And then I was like, can you give me a few days to think about it?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that's fine. To this day, I'm like, oh my God, I'm glad they still hired me because that's so rude.
That's
like,
insane.
So then I talked to everyone in their son, Mike, Scuba, everybody got their opinion because I didn't know what to do because I love working with Uto and Deshaun. Like, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave. So, it came down to it, I'm like, I'm not taking this job. And
you said no.
I was talking
first.
To Scuba the very last day, like, 10 minutes before that call. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it. And he's like, yeah. He's like, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Like, that's your decision. Like, just, you know, whatever you want to do, follow your gut. And I was like, okay, you're right. Like, so I get on the phone with them and they're talking and I'm thinking, you know, I'm about to say no. And all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I have a flashback to like 6 years ago. And it's sitting there when they announced the Olympics that skateboarding is going to be in the Olympics. And I was sitting in Arizona working a
you're
warehouse
in Chandler.
Shit job.
You're
you know,
in
like,
Chandler?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that'd be cool to be a coach for the USA. And then here I am on the phone about to say, oh, no, I don't want that job.
Oh.
I literally had that thought like, I wanted this. and here it is, and I'm about to say no. And then I was like, yeah, I'll take the job, like, on the call. Yeah. I changed my mind.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Flashback.
Yeah, so then I was like, holy shit. So I start calling everybody who is yeah. in my life, and they all knew I was going
to
say no.
Do you talk to Uto and Deshaun about it?
Yeah, Uto wanted me to take it, for sure, yeah. because he wants what's good for me. He, yeah. You know, obviously, he ended up winning the Olympics, so my job would have been fine.
Yeah.
With him, and I would have done great still, but he wanted me to be able to grow. And to this day, we're still super close. Oh, like, yeah. I still help him with right. as much as I can, everything. And Deshaun, too. Deshaun is a U.S. skater, so it didn't really affect him. Yeah. I'm still going to help him.
He was close to make. He was real close to making.
Super close. Like, he'll be fine.
Oh, he'll make the next one.
You know what? To be completely just up front with how skateboarding works, his career is still better than most people who made it to the Olympics.
Oh, damn.
There's a lot of – you need to manage that as well. This Olympics thing is amazing, and it's fun, and I love it, but there's still a career outside of it. And basically, win a gold or bust. Maybe bronze and silver is cool, but it's not going to change your life forever.
Right.
So you really have to either win a gold or manage your career. And Deshaun's yeah. doing a great job of managing his career with or without the Olympics. So yeah. if he does get to the Olympics to do well, it's going to be a great bonus. And that's same with Uto.
Cherry on top, yeah.
Exactly. Same with Uto.
Yeah.
Like, there was so much pressure on him to win the gold in Japan. Like, his sponsor.
Oh,
like,
I could tell.
It was hard.
I could just, so, I was watching the Japanese people.
I cried when he won that gold. Even oh, I'm sure, yeah. They're trying to make sure he doesn't win. But
wait,
when he won,
I'm sure that celebration was nice as well, well that night.
Just, oh, well, I mean, we didn't.
You guys hit the town?
No, we're in the village. We do. If you go to my Instagram, there's videos of him dancing with whenever he would win.
Oh, yeah.
We would film that when he was still with me. Like,
yeah.
there's a funny song from the very first time I stayed with him in London.
Yeah.
That he was playing over and over and over that week in the room.
Damn.
And by the end of that week, I'm like, stop playing that stupid song. But then he won his first street league when I'm staying with him. God. So we go back to the room that night and I start playing that song. Yeah. 'Cause I'm like, that's the best song ever. Yeah. And now every time he wins, we play that. So that night at the Olympics, I was like, hey, meet me outside your, the, 'cause each country has their own building.
Oh,
in
my
village.
Yeah.
Like, meet me outside your building. And he comes out, and I started playing the song, and he's like, I knew it. And then yeah. he starts dancing with his gold medal, even though we're against each other. Like,
did you hold the gold? Like,
yeah, I've worn it at his house and everything.
Oh, my God.
It's heavy. It's
yeah.
But the bronze, like, our guys won bronze in Park and Street. Shout out Jagger. Shout out Corey.
Yeah.
And those bronze medals are. That's, those medals are heavy as hell.
I'm sure. I mean, was it, what was your, I mean, we're about to wind down here, but I want to know, what was it just like being out there?
Insane.
I mean,
everyone's in the best shape ever. I'm probably the most out of shape person in the
whole
damn
village.
Do they have
catering? And
yeah, so the whole building of just food, 24 hours a day.
You whenever you want,
whenever
it.
You want, from all kinds of countries.
Did they fly first class as well?
Some people did. I just flew whatever.
But they flew.
The plus
they got you the ticket.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
They put you up
traveling
in
the world for how many people's money has been great.
How nice was the hotel? Like, was it a nice room?
No, so it's the village. It's like they build it for us, but it was
for Olympians.
Yeah, it was cardboard beds. But like, it's the people were like, that sounds horrible. Like, it's Japanese. You know how good that thing was made? Like,
yeah,
it was so,
real
it was perfect.
Good,
yeah. So, but the village was cool because every foreign NBA player was in the village. Like, Team USA basketball stays outside the village.
So you were seeing
Doncic,
other athletes.
All these people, like, that I'm a big fan of from basketball,
so
and stuff.
Tripping.
Like, yeah, it was insane.
Oh,
like, the
my
Olympic.
God.
And that was in a bubble. We
you were out
leave.
There for a minute, dude. Because I was like,
oh,
he's still
my
out
God,
there.
By the end of it. Shout out Tenderonis because I skipped out on them during the Olympics.
We didn't even get to talk about Warzone.
I told you there's so much stuff we didn't get to
talk about. Oh, man, it's already 10.
Shout out Grant. Shout out Dylan.
Okay, so shout out to Grant, Bobby, and Dylan, and our man Matt from Wales.
All of them.
All of them.
Texas connection. Everybody.
We forgot our Texas.
I didn't forget them. I love all of them.
Connection, too.
Shout out Sam. Shout out who's filled in sometimes, my older brother.
Yeah.
Shout out all my friends who watch this guy and follow him.
Especially
I wish I could
sell the
yeah.
You know what? I got to get the new update. And then is it World War II now?
Bro, it's so fun. It's fun.
It's fun.
I haven't had time. I've been in Arizona.
But they
for
got
Christmas
resurgent squads and all that?
They got everything. They still got the island.
Damn, we didn't even get to talk about Warzone.
I know. That's how we really started getting close.
I know. Well, we played a lot. We played a lot. I got burnt out. And then, you know the thing?
It's
I got down because I did the same move. I would just hide in a room in the corner with my gun crouched.
No, you started getting good towards the end. Yeah, we did good.
Not like you and Dylan. You guys would, like, would get
Dylan.
Real.
Dylan's
kills.
Good.
Yeah,
he's got really
his response
good.
Time's fast. Like, that's the thing is, I don't know how to read the map still. Like, I still, you know how there's no more chemical, right? There's no chemical.
Yeah, there's all that now. That's still there. That's a
it's
whole other
there?
Option, too. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I would just go in that little room and hide in the corner and then wait for them to come in that either the window or the door. And
still
then
super
shoot
fun.
At their kneecaps or something.
Still fun. We should do some more.
But we covered some things. I wrote
we
some.
Covered a lot.
We covered some things.
I could come back.
Yeah.
I could definitely. I'll fill in whenever you need somebody.
Can I meet Yuto one day? Not now, but
I
one
told
day.
You to come to that Christmas party.
I'll probably just stare at him like a painting.
Could have came to the Christmas party and met
like,
everybody.
Whoa, dude,
got to meet Mallory.
I got too scared. Got I know. I got too scared.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Oh, dude, I would just. Man, that kid's
we'll go to his house and skate his backyard. He has like little ledges. It'll be fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and then you'll realize he's a human being.
I know.
Kick it with them. It's fine.
Man, he's a gold medalist. For
he's
God
a gold.
Sake.
You can put the medal on. It's there at the house.
No, I wouldn't disrespect. No, I would.
It's
come
fun.
With,
that's half the fun of
respect.
Going to his house.
I would come
that's
with
half
respect.
The fun.
Dude,
he loves. He'll put on everybody.
I'll bring like rice treats. I'll do the whole thing.
Yuto shares his success
yeah.
with the world. He's a great
he's a
person
nice
for
kid,
that.
Isn't
yeah,
he?
He's great.
He's nice,
he's
right?
He's the best.
Dude, I love you, brother.
All the people I know are the best.
Do you have fun?
You too. Too much fun.
You're always welcome. You know that.
I'm good.
Okay, till next time. Oh, no, we have to do quick shout outs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Instagram, whatever you want to do.
AndrewN89 for myself. USA Skateboarding, please. Give that a follow on all platforms.
Say the Instagram one more time. You said it real quick.
USA Skateboarding, I believe is it.
No, your Instagram.
Oh, my Instagram, AndrewN89. Hopefully changing to my last name.
Okay.
If Andrew Nicholas, the other Andrew Nicholas, gives me the damn Instagram.
No,
I got to send
Olympic
him a board.
This is the Olympic coach here. No.
I think he will. I think he's a good guy, seems like.
Who's the other Andrew Nicholas? We need to get rid of that.
No. He's great. I just need
he
the handle.
He didn't go to the Olympics, man.
He knows. He's a good dude. I'm supposed to send him a board. I haven't yet.
So
my bad,
the other
Andrew
Nicholas. In the world.
My bad.
Change your name. Let my man have the title.
We'll get that grand.
Okay.
It'll be good.
No, what, like, anything else you want to plug?
No, just all my friends. All my friends are doing well. I mean, to see Deshaun and Caleb be pro in skateboarding, it blows my mind. I mean, we could go on with them. Because I met Caleb through Deshaun when they were super
he's
young.
He's a good kid, man.
Dude, he's the best. We got.
I didn't even get into his laser flips, man. Just
he's the best. Hey, the stuff he's sitting on now. The footage
we don't
you haven't
have
seen?
To. I know how secretive
Woo!
You guys get with your tricks and everything.
Some of this new stuff is
because remember
psycho.
He was doing that trick at the barracks, and I was because at one point I wanted to film, I wanted to get involved, and then you're like, you put me to the side, you go, you know, he's never done that trick. That's
you don't
he's
have to film it.
Yeah, but I couldn't reveal it because. There's secrecy involved.
Of course. But you got to come on one of those days where it's like, Yuto, Deshaun, you just see
I would just watch
a demo. That's pretty much all we do.
I would just watch
I get
it.
Stuck doing that.
Yeah,
just like, they're the best skateboarders in the world. Yeah. Crazy.
So thanks again. That was
shout
a,
out Joseph.
That was
shout out Braden.
Hell,
shout
dude.
Out everyone.
Go to stevieweebyshow.com for merch or anything. Go to youtube.com/scissorbros.
Yes.
Okay. We have some
bros.
Live dates coming up. I'll have that in the description box. Send all your stuff to, I have a P.O. Box, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Instagram/QUANGOU, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. I have, go on Spotify, type in QUANGOU. I Feel Stir Crazy is up there finally. Dude, you're always welcome. Let's do, the next time we'll do Warzone content.
Just Warzone for an hour.
Love you, man. My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling stir crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground. Living today, don't give it away, the pitch and the praise, the raise. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, live this way, can deal with shade. A spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female. Cheater with a pen, we're friends to ink your book.
sound of the show, holding pride.